Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Will Charles slim the royal family to just 6 members? Giles Brandreth was a friend of Prince Philip and said, "One of the interesting things that Prince Philip pointed out to me that in the past the royal family has always been quite small. And when he became Duke of Edinburgh in 1947, it was just the king and the queen and the 2 young princesses. And now, of course, it became this larger thing altogether. But I think that going forward, we are going to go back to a much slimmed down monarchy. In a sense, it will be a leaner machine going forward. And I think the Duke would have quite liked that. Less to talk about, less to gossip about." To speculate on the 6, Charles and his wife Camilla, Princess Anne and Prince Edward, Kate and William seem to make a neat 6. That would exclude Andrew and American celebrities Harry and Meghan. A royal insider told Us Weekly that Charles is working towards a new slimmed-down monarchy and is freezing Harry out. He's actually already out. After the damage Harry has caused, he firmly believes that his son doesn't deserve the privilege of being a royal. Biographer Angela Levin said the trimming will come at the edges of the circle. "I think the outer edge, which the Queen has wanted to keep together for a very long time for sentimental reasons, which at her age she didn't really particularly want change, which I think is understandable. But he wants change, and I think he will do that." Duncan Larcombe says there has been a sea change from both William and Kate following Harry and Meghan's Oprah special and the death of Prince Philip. He believes the change could mark the start of a new era for Kate and goes beyond as far as suggesting Kate could become as admired as Diana. "Kate is really coming into her own. Kate is now finally starting to feel the shoes she's been wearing for a decade." Vogue, writing under the headline, "Is Kate Middleton now the firm's greatest asset?" said of Kate, "An eternal optimist might call her perfect. An eternal pessimist would call her boring. In reality, she was a balance of both, lively enough to attract positive press coverage, yet subdued enough to not attract sensational press coverage. In the fact of crisis or scandal, she simply carries on with her duties. In the tumultuous month of March 2020, when the Sussexes quit and the coronavirus pandemic descended upon London, she made a socially distanced visit to the NHS ambulance drivers, zoomed with children of essential workers, and clapped for carers outside their Norfolk family home, her hair shiny and bouncy as ever." In a recent YouGov survey, 76% of responders said she'd definitely or probably make a good queen someday. The Duchess routinely ranks in the top 3 most popular royals, falling only behind the Queen, or on occasion her husband. But it's William who may have self-doubt, according to one insider speaking to Us Weekly. The source said, "William was educated from the very earliest age about the crucial role he would play within the monarchy. He's always known what is expected of him when he's eventually crowned king. He's human, and of course he has moments of self-doubt. And he has times where he and Kate want to drop out of sight so they'll escape to Cornwall and recharge their batteries." In 2016, Prince William said he was not lying awake waiting to become king. He told the BBC, "It could be 40 years' time, it could be 60 years' time. I certainly don't lie awake waiting or hoping for it, because it sadly means that my family have moved on and I don't want that." Palace Intrigue will be right back. If you would like to spend some time with William and Kate and you have a knack for gardening, the couple are hiring a head gardener to take the lead on all gardening work and oversee a private garden on the Norfolk estate. The Observer saw the posting and said while the job description doesn't specify the precise Norfolk property, it seems safe to say that the grounds in question are located on Prince William and Kate's beloved Anmer Hall retreat, which is on the Queen's Sandringham estate and is where the Cambridges spend most weekends and holidays. The new addition to Prince William and Kate's Norfolk household will lead a very small team and work with a garden designer, contractors, and other private household staff to make sure that the garden is maintained to the highest possible standards at all times. Bookmakers are predicting Meghan and Harry will name their baby girl Philippa. The UK gambling site Ladbrokes has slashed the betting odds on the name to 3-1. The support for baby Philippa is showing no signs of slowing down, and we have been forced to trim the odds against that it's the name for Harry and Meghan's daughter, said Jessica O'Reilly of Ladbrokes. Other predictions include Diana at 5-1 and Elizabeth at 10-1. But Prince Andrew's former love interest, Lady Victoria Hervey, thinks Harry and Meghan could split up. She told Closer magazine, "I think Harry and Meghan's courtship was way too short. I just don't see it lasting. I remember just before their wedding, I thought, they'll get married, I have a few kids, and she will end up wanting to be in America." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.